You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Folks, Jimmy did learn something from the Pittsburgh Steelers when he was a minority owner with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bet you didn't know that, did you? We had Mary Cake on yesterday, and we asked her, and this hit me like a ton of bricks on the drive-in this morning, asked her about the future of Kevin Stefanski, and she said this.
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are, but I think it's basically a season of exploration and, I mean, winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. But, yeah, so I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
The internet got a little bit upset about that because it went around. I mean, there was other podcasts that picked it up. We're thankful. Those were always nice guys, and I know that they were talking about it on the afternoon drive show and in the midday and everything like that. Because there's a lot of people who are fit to be tied going, when are they going to answer for any of this? When the hell are these guys going to look up at the scoreboard and finally say, the other team's got more points than us? When the hell is somebody going to answer for this? And to that, I am sympathetic. I'll tell you that right now. Because I can like these guys as people all I want, but hey, at some point, you got to win. There's plenty of good guys who have been let go as head coaches in the NFL and as general managers in the NFL. But I think that this is where Jimmy has learned something from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and nobody wants to believe me on that. And I'm sure you guys are sitting there going, oh, here comes Ken Haslam again. Here comes the water boy. Every time we have one of the outsiders on, which are NFL insiders, what do they tell us about Kevin Stefanski? You know where this is going. Well, Kevin, one of the great minds in offense, if he got fired by the Browns, he'd have another job. He'd have at least a top OC job by the end of the week. He may have another head coaching job by the end of the week. We've had a conga line of people here over this last offseason, coming off of 3-13, that have told us, man to man, woman to man, person to person, that this guy is one of the great offensive minds in the NFL, that he would have another head coaching job or at least an offensive coordinator job for a contender within a week of him being let go by the Cleveland Browns, at least. And I got to thinking, we're doing the same thing that they're doing in Pittsburgh. Now, Mike Tomlin's been a hell of a lot more successful than Kevin Stefanski. That's a huge difference between the two. But how many people line up and say to the Pittsburgh Steelers and to the guys in the afternoon over there, and any of the media, if Mike Tomlin were to be let go or separated, if they have a separation, they really don't fire people over there with the Steelers. But if there was a separation and he were to step down as head coach of the Steelers, he'd have opportunities to be a head coach. He's been a head coach for a long time. Maybe he'd like some time off. But he'd have good, solid opportunities with NFL football teams to be a head coach at the end of the week, would he not? It's the same thing. And I think that Jimmy looks at it and says, you know, I got hammered for being polarizing to the point, just being quick to move guys, being quick to hire, quick to fire, quick to put people in as a general manager. Now we have something that it at least is something that we trust. It's consistent in the leadership. However, it's obviously not translated altogether on the field, except for two fun seasons. Two. The other ones have been really, really, really bad and really ugly and mired in controversy. But I think that that's why Kevin Stefanski holds on to it, and until they do something crazy and just really bottom out and these quarterbacks look listless and the offense look listless and the team just doesn't follow him, yeah, there's definitely no hot seat for Kevin Stefanski. He's the head coach. I think they certainly intend on him being the head coach for the entire year. And I'll tell you what, I know Baskin and Phelps had said something yesterday where it's like, hey, you know, it only takes one or two things to happen midseason for that to change. I don't think that will be. I think that he's safe to be the head coach for the rest of this year. Now, again, if they turn in a two-win football team, you're going to have people over there at the gate in Berea. But damn, they may very well be looking at this going, hey, we'll take a swing on these quarterbacks, but we've hamstrung them. We'll see where it goes.
So you don't think he'd get fired if they only won six games?
I think he'd be safer with seven, but I really don't know. I really don't think he would. I don't really think he'd get fired if they only won six games.
I feel like this town will be so irate.
They will be irate.
I feel like
they will be irate.
That stadium will be completely empty by, I don't know, the three quarters mark.
Uh-huh.
By December, by late November, early December. And I think the calls, it'll be every day.
Yeah. Fire.
I mean, they were having us. I mean, you remember the calls we got after we beat San Francisco. We were getting Fire Stefanski calls. And look, they won three games last year. And even if people are on board, like, oh, it makes sense. We got the two first-round picks next year. You know, we don't need to do anything crazy because it really hasn't been an offseason, even though they only won three games. Normally, if a coach and an organization put a three-win team, you know, out there in a year that they were supposed to compete for the playoffs, when that happens around the NFL, mm-hmm. normally every radio show host argues for the organization to get bounced and the coach to be fired, and every fan calls in and says the coach should be fired. We really didn't get that. This offseason, people were pretty, would you say, what would be the way you would describe how people were? Like cautious, not thrilled, obviously, with three wins when it looked like they were tanking the last quarter of the year. But if you hand in another season that's remotely like that, and we've talked a bunch about the first six games of the year and how hard that schedule is, and if they start out like 1-5, I think the Haslams will succumb to the noise at that point. And I do think you could see a house cleaning.
If you do that, you're just buying into the, oh God, I don't even want to say it because I know Joey's going to make a video of me and make me look bad.
Well, you might as well set up straight and get it out right then.
If you do that, you're just buying into the whole Belichickian thing from the 90s. The fans got Belichick fired, that the media got Belichick fired. Then you're just buying into that?
Well, it would be, I mean, if they only won six games, that would make for 46 and 55. Most coaches get fired at 46 and 55. Do they not? And most organizations get bounced at 46 and 55
yeah.
career record.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You say they'd be succumbing to, you know, that hey, they're operating at the whims of the fan. No, they wouldn't. That's six years.
I think
how many coaches get 6 years today in the NFL?
Hey, brother, I'm just saying that's how they'd feel. And I'm telling you right now, if they made that move, you think you hate the national media now, folks? Oh, you better wait. You better wait. Because if he got canned after this year for winning like four games, it's going to be the dysfunction of the Browns claims another victim. The dysfunction of the Browns and what they've done over so many years of ownership. They claim another victim in Kevin Stefanski. This man, this great man, this great offensive thinker, and he's going to go on and take another job with somebody else. I mean, you could see it happening. Like, you could see it with Detroit. You could see it with a couple. I mean, they've just made a move with Ben Johnson getting another head coaching job. We'll see what Detroit does this year. I think that Dan Campbell doesn't get as much credit as maybe he deserves with the offensive side of the ball, but, you know, we'll see where that goes. There's going to be opportunities for him. And I think there's a lot of fans who hear me say that, and they go, yeah, good luck. Fine. We wish you well. But I think that they weigh in the opinions of people around the league who still find Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry to be forward thinkers, great minds in football, much to the chagrin of guys driving on 480 right now and 77 and are at stoplights going, what the hell am I hearing right now? We're my favorite football team. Is this a bizarro word? And I go, yeah, in so many ways, yes, it is. Because at some point, you have to answer for your record. And you just gave a great point. And at the end of this season, you see, I won't even be able to defend it if it's four wins. And let me tell you why. Because they've given his offense back. I think a lot of fans could understand going, hey, you pulled the rug out from under him. You had this albatross as a quarterback. Those aren't my words. That's Troy Aikman saying it himself. You had this albatross as a quarterback you had to force feed to this fan base. I think a lot of fans could understand it because you could blame it on the quarterback and the systems around him. Now, I don't know who you can blame except for the people that you're going to be yelled at for wanting to move on from.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's going to be a tough one, man. It's going to be a tough one. Like, it has to be so horrifically bad. It has to be drama. It has to be anger. It has to be frustration. And it has to be losing. And it's not just with the fans. It has to be within the locker room for that to happen. Yes, Owen.
He's the ninth longest tenured coach in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
The only one that has more time than him with a losing record is Zach Taylor. He's got one more year.
Uh-huh.
Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. He went to a Super Bowl.
There you go. I mean, you have four organizations. Think about the AFC North. You got four organizations. John Harbaugh, as much as he's well-liked and respected, and for rightfully so, considering he was willing to change his offense three different times, once when Lamar came in, once when they let go of old Greg Roman when he looked like me, and now this new offense with Todd Monken, he's changed his offense three times for the same great quarterback and has done very well with him. He stayed. He was on the hot seat at one point. Zach Taylor, you know I don't really like him much, but they're not making moves down there, and that's probably monetary down there because they're cheap. Pittsburgh, they don't like to move on from anybody, and here we are in Cleveland, 6 years in. And I'm looking at the phones right now. I know that you're going to shoot the messenger. I'm not claiming what is about to be claimed towards me. I'm just telling you that's the way that the rest of the NFL feels about him.
Yeah, but are you saying...
We are in the same situation as an angry fan in Cranberry, Pennsylvania right now.
You said the Haslams have learned from the Rooneys and Pittsburgh. But in this case, is that a good thing?
I didn't say it was.
Well, what do you
think? Didn't say it was.
Do you think it's a good thing?
Well, I mean, at the end of the year, so you can't just keep trotting out the same thing. Because at the end of the year, if you're still a three-win football team, who's going to have confidence that Andrew Berry is going to pick the right quarterback? Who's going to have confidence that the head coach is going to be able to work with said quarterback? But damn, Mary Kay ain't lying to anybody, and she just ain't trying to make us upset while she's out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, taking a look at all the elk and all the other caribou that are out there. She's telling the truth. You don't want to hear it, but that's the truth of the matter. 216-474-0092, should Kevin Stefanski start the season on the hot seat? I got a couple of people here. Stay right there. I'm going to get to you guys because I think I'm going to get yelled at for telling the truth. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, and I actually got something in common with the Rooney family.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.